broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Yes, we believe in the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We got a lot of checks and balances to help us get the job done, thanks to the founding fathers. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. All right, we got to try to get Kirk back.
Oh, yeah. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I haven't told Kurt to get here on time. We're going straight to his stories, folks. I don't know what to tell you. All right. States.
Yeah.
Quote, the feds. Come and take it. Rita Dunaway writes the article, Kurt.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about this because this isn't, in my opinion, exactly what. I don't know. I got a problem with this, I think. But what you've got is, you know, good people in America all over are ticked off about, you know, governments, and especially the federal government. And so they look for solutions. And in this case, I think, you know, they're maybe misinformed. But you've got, you know, this move to do the Article 5 convention, or constitutional convention, and I guess Governor Abbott down in Texas has declared his intent to do exactly that by passing the Convention of States resolution. It's an echo of what's called Texas's challenge called Come and Take It. Now, why do they say that? Well, apparently, back when the Mexican government demanded the surrender of the single cannon held by Texan colonists back in, you know, 1835, the Texans knew that compliance would only empower a tyrant to continue his defiance of the rule of law. So Colonel Moore led the Texans out to meet Captain Castaneda's forces, carrying a flag emblazoned with those audacious words, come and take it. And when Castaneda refused to leave them in peace, they used the cannon to defend the cannon. Yeah, so anyway, that's where they got it. But, you know, this article from WorldNet Daily says, to the federal usurpers who demand the surrender of our right of self-government by degrees and disguises, it is time for all the states to say, come and take it. But like the forces, anyway, they use this to basically say, this is why we've got to have this Article 5 convention. And I think, at least in my opinion, it's a wrong solution to a problem that we all see. But anyway, this is Rita Dunaway writing there. And, you know,
it's
she talks about all these.
It's just like if you had a house curtain, there's a couple of plumbing leaks and maybe a roof leak and maybe a little bit of problem with the electricity in one room. And it's like, hey, we're just going to destroy the house.
Well, that's what it seems like to me. But you know, I agree with their assessment that we've lost a lot of freedoms and all these other things. But
we have the system to bring it back. First off, the state of Texas, if they have any guts, and, Governor Abbott, listen carefully. What you need to do is you need to get off the government federal dole.
Yep.
And once you don't have money ties to shut you down and control you and slap you around, then you can start to assert yourself as a sovereign state. Right. And there's court case decisions, thanks to former Sheriff Richard Mack, president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, in his landmark decision where he beat the Clinton administration over the Brady Bill, Mack where Antonin Scalia, writing the majority decision, talks about dual sovereignties. And there's no authority for the feds to force the state servants or elected officials to do anything. And that's so the bottom line, folks, is there's ways to solve this if you understand it, if you're willing to stand up. But as long as Governor Abbott remains on the dole, his state will never be able to assert themselves. And what they want to try to do is have an Article 5 convention, and they think that's going to somehow help them. It won't. It'll just put somebody else in charge of the further destruction of America under the guise of so-called amendments to balance the budget or this or that. Look, states by law are supposed to balance their budget already. The only way they can is by siphoning in a bunch of money from the feds. And so when the states to feds come and take it, that's a provocative headline that means nothing. The states will roll over and melt down. The sooner they get off the dole, the sooner they can start to actually have some stand-up authority and power and deserve their sovereignty. If young man wants to challenge his dad, the first thing he needs to do is move away from home and see if he can stand as a man. And if he can't do that, don't run around and tell dad about all the dictates you're going to give when you're asking for the car keys or $20 for Saturday night or can I have some food. Doesn't work that way. So anyway, Rita, I appreciate your reporting it. But I think Governor Abbott's out in the weeds and he doesn't stand a chance on this green earth. I know we think Texas is like, hey, man, we're the independent state. We're going to secede from the union. You people can't even get off the government dole. How are you going to secede from the union, for crying out loud? Good luck with that. All right. But Andrew Napolitano writes an incredible column, Kurt, the good judge on the mix.
Yeah, I like this one. You know, and you've got basically a Fox News piece is where this is coming from, and I just don't see that much good from Fox, in my opinion, original reporting, but maybe I just don't look in the right places. I'm not sure. But the headline, Andrew Napolitano, quote, or colon, Trump has committed the most revolutionary act I've seen in 45 years. Now, anyway, he says, within 4 hours of becoming president of the United States, Donald Trump signed an executive order intended to limit immediately the effects of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, or in parentheses, he's got Obamacare, in ways that are revolutionary. With the stroke of a pen, the president assaulted the heart of the law that was the domestic centerpiece of his predecessor's administration. How did this happen? How can a U.S. president who took an oath to enforce the laws faithfully gut one of them merely because he disagrees with it? Here's the back story, he says. When Obamacare went through Congress, well, anyway, he basically outlines how it was hidden and faked, and they, you know, in the end, the basically the Supreme Court said, well, it's okay if it's a tax, and you know, the bottom line is, then he goes on, he says, this is profoundly significant for constitutional purposes, because though Congress cannot regulate anything it wants, Congress can tax anything it wants, as long as the tax falls equally, and he goes on to say the reasons for that kind of stuff. But then he says, all of this has been debated loud and long since the law was enacted back in 2010. Trump argued that the government cannot compel commercial activity even as part of a large regulatory scheme because the Constitution protects everyone's right to purchase a lawful good or not to purchase one. He also asserted that Obamacare does not make economic sense because its regulation of the practice of medicine and its administration of health insurance have resulted in a diminution of choices for consumers, which in turn has raised premiums as well as deductibles and chased primary care physicians from the marketplace. The Obama mantra that you could keep your doctor and your health insurance under Obamacare proved to be patently false, Trump argued. Anyway, right down at the end, he says, then he ordered, let's see, he ordered that regulations already in place, this is what Napolitano says about Trump's order, that regulations already in place be enforced with a softer, more beneficent tone, and he ordered that no penalty, fine, set off, or tax be imposed by the IRS on any person or entity who is not complying with the individual mandate because by the time taxes are due on April 15th, the IRS will be without authority to impose or collect the non-tax tax, as the individual mandate will no longer exist. Why take money from people that will soon be returned? Question mark.
And I want to just point out, I was the one right at the very beginning that said, look, Congress said it wasn't a tax. The courts can't say that it is. If the courts say it is a tax, then you got to go back to Congress and say, if you didn't intend it to be a tax, clarify. And if it is a tax, then Congress said it wasn't a tax, that it's a law that never was. The bottom line is the activist judge thugs from the court sold us down the river on this. Donald did stand up really hard and do a great job. Napolitano's correct. But now Congress is failing us once again. And the Republicans, if they don't get off the duff, will absolutely fail. And they'll be kicked out of office come 2 years.
Great point.
More in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. So I don't know what to think, Kurt. As far as I can tell, Barack tried to just sabotage the country as much as he could, and he did put some complicated things into place. He did have all kinds of agencies take actions that they don't have authority to take actions for and muddy the waters big time. But Donald Trump came out of the gate 4 hours after the inauguration and literally put together an executive order that rocked the world and literally attacked the very heart of the bogus, unconstitutional divisive healthcare socialism of Barack Hussein. Congress needs to pick up and run with it. But they're failing, Kurt. It's already not even a discussion point. They all went home for recess now, and they're not even really talking about it anymore, Kurt. And now they say, well, it won't happen till the end of this year at best. Maybe next year. We'll see. It's really hard to do. We don't know. And then some leaked audio conversations about their, quote, closed-door meeting came out where they don't even think they can get it done, Kurt.
Mm. Anyway, the good news at least is that Mr. Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, says this at the end of his well-written article. He says, this is radical coming from any president. He says he ordered this truly revolutionary act, the likes of which I've never seen in the 45 years I've studied and monitored the government's laws and its administration of them. He ordered that when bureaucrats who are administering and enforcing the law have discretion with respect to the time, place, manner, and severity of its enforcement, they should exercise that discretion in favor of individuals and against the government. He says that it is far more Thomas Jefferson, the small government champion with whom Trump has never been associated, than it is Theodore Roosevelt, the super regulator whom Trump has stated he admires. It recognizes the primacy and dignity of the individual and the fallibility of the state. It acknowledges the likely demise of Obamacare. It is utterly without precedent since Jefferson's presidency. Final sentence, Trump's revolutionary act is a breeze of freedom on a sea of regulation. It recognizes something modern governments never admit, that they can be and have been wrong. It is exactly as Trump promised.
I agree with that, and I say great for Donald Trump. That's why we've had so much praise for him. But I got a question, Kurt. What has Congress done since Donald Trump was sworn in that you and I could say is a rock and roll, serious move the mark or point the needle towards freedom? Move the needle towards freedom. Anything?
You know, I can't think of anything, Sam. And, the thing that doesn't surprise me, though, is, we rearranged the deck chairs, but we're still on the Titanic with Ryan and McConnell there. And the only way to change anything that's really going on there. Now there's a little bit of good news with you got Pence basically moving into the area where he's got access to the, if I remember right, the House members, his office is right there. And I think he's going to be putting some of his weight towards the different things that the administration wants.
Amen.
Like you saw with the education secretary situation there. But who knows for sure? I mean, with the Ryan deal and the McConnell, they're just has-beens that are still there.
Yeah, you're right about that. And some of those people are the ones that are getting George Soros money, etc. And look, I don't bring this all up to be negative, and I don't bring this all up to make people believe there's no hope. Let me tell you why I bring this up. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going to make the difference is if we put enough pressure on our representatives. If we let our senators and our congressmen know how much this matters to us and how we, as what's that guy's name, Krauthammer said, will consider it an absolute betrayal if they don't get this done. Look, they have the opportunity because of Thomas Massie and several good co-sponsors to get rid of the education department. They promised it for my whole life almost. Okay? They have the opportunity to get rid of Obamacare. Donald set the stage absolutely, as Judge Napolitano said, brilliantly. Okay? There are good things being done, but you and I must do our part. And so I bring that up not to be negative and say nothing's going to happen. It's the end of the world. I'm telling you that so far I have not seen anything to support the leadership that's there. Thomas Massie, you know what? A single line let's abolish the education department. It'll be ended by December 31, 2018. Gone. That's enough time to land the plane safely. It's enough time to get the ducks in a row for the states to handle it and or local municipalities, etc., and get the federal government out of it. It's a perfect plan. But you know what? Thomas Massie's leadership and several of these congressmen that have jumped on, Jason Chapeth, Mr. Labrador, or whatever his name is, from Idaho, and several others, their leadership's not going to matter if we don't absolutely get behind it. And the whole reason I bring this up is you and I have work to do now. It's not time to sit back and clap our hands about how awesome these guys are. It's not time to say, you know, I'm with you, I'm behind you. And they look in the rearview mirror and they can't see us anywhere because we're not doing anything. We've got to make sure that we absolutely now turn these opportunities into action. And then action culminates in solutions. This is a responsibility that we now have. If you want freedom, freedom takes responsibility. They're two sides of the same coin, if you will. You cannot have one without the other. So I don't really mean to be all negative, but I do mean to point out reality. What is going to make Congress start to take action and take this more seriously? Rand Paul put together a bill in the Senate to replace Obamacare with a lot more free market-based solutions. Ron Paul has had a bill up many, many years. He's not there now, but somebody else can grab that bill and resurrect it. I'm sure Ron would be delighted to help. And there's options on the table, but it's up to you and I to make sure that our representatives take this as serious as we do. So there's the clarion call, Kurt. I don't mean to be negative on this, but I do mean to clearly articulate what needs to happen next. Judge Napolitano, Donald Trump, Thomas Massie, Rand Paul, and others, they're not going to get very far if we don't support them. Not because they're not good people and not because they're not trying, but because there's too much against them. And this is where it's really time to, you know what, get out of your seat and shuffle your feet and get on the beat. Hit the street to really help your congressmen and senators understand. Trust you me, this is something we have got to work on and do. Anyway, Kurt, I don't mean to go negative, but I do mean to clearly articulate what needs to happen next. I feel really bad for Donald Trump when he put together this real aggressive effort, hoping Congress would back him up, and now they're like going home on vacation, Kurt. Like, what on earth is going on around here? You people don't deserve any vacation at all until you abolish Obamacare. None. All right, well, Richard Mack is walking the halls of Congress. We're supporting him the best we can with our radio program. We're putting our money where our mouth is, ladies and gentlemen. We need your funding, your support, your financial help. Yep. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, any of our three award-winning websites, TheFreedomCoalition.com. We're doing our very best, folks, but we've only got so many hands. Kurt can only work so hard, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, we need your help.
That's
so
right.
I don't mean to go negative, Kurt, but I do want to...
Every so often I try to get Sam from watching so much TV and spending all that time goofing around and, you know, get a little something done. But, you know, it's tough to get him to move around, you know what I mean? Get him to get on task.
So let me understand. This lady did not ever rape me, not like she should have, Kurt. Is that how the story starts?
I think so.
All right. Who is it? Liberty News Daily?
Yeah.
All right, details in seconds. Too bad the lady didn't have a rape me not. Maybe we would not be in the situation we are in today. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Walls can keep people out, or they can be used to hold people in. President Trump has spoken extensively about imposing punitive taxes on U.S. businesses that relocate production overseas, thereby creating the rhetorical equivalent of a wall intended to keep those companies within the country. The Internal Revenue Service recently announced new measures to keep Americans it considers tax delinquents from leaving the U.S. If you have seriously delinquent tax debt, IRS can notify the State Department, explains Forbes magazine contributor Robert W. Wood. the State Department generally will not issue or renew a passport after receiving certification from the IRS. The State Department, following that notification, will hold the passport application for 90 days in order to allow the so-called tax delinquent either to make full payment of the claimed tax debt or make other arrangements the IRS considers satisfactory. No grace period is offered prior to the revocation of a passport. These new restrictions are found in Section 7345 of the U.S. Tax Code, which was enacted in late 2015. The IRS says that certification of so-called tax delinquents will begin within the next few weeks. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Talk radio at its best. Sam and Kurt live. Kevin from Florida wants to join the roundtable. Hello, sir.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
Marvelous, my friend. And you?
Oh, not bad. You know, before you guys went to the bottom of the hour break, you really provoked a thought of me by what you were saying about how the people are really going to be the determining factor in whether or not we can make America great again and scale down these bureaucracies. And one thing I wanted to mention is talking about the Freedom Coalition. You know, we've had a lot of great people jump on board, you know, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Ted Nugent, Roger Stone, a bunch of other fantastic people from all over this great country. But I'm a little let down, Sam, and I'm not trying to be negative or anything, but I'm trying to measure this by the response we saw from the Patriot movement in Burns, Oregon. And, I mean, I remember about a year ago on this show, Sam, it was every day. I mean, hundreds of people going out here to support this and everything. And I haven't really seen the support so much from the people as I have from public officials on the Freedom Coalition. And I'm submitting to everybody that we need you folks to jump on board. You guys are ready to jump on board just because you don't get to put on the body armor. Now we're asking you to put on the armor of God and join us in this peaceful cause. I hope people will jump on board, Sam and Kurt. Your thoughts?
I couldn't have said it better myself, is my thought. Kurt, what do you say?
Well, there you go. Kevin puts it in a, emphasis that we all need, and that's exactly right. You know, we don't need to worry about the body armor right now. We need to put the armor of God on and get to work.
Amen. And that's why I don't mean to go negative on this, folks. I'm not trying to be negative, but what I'm telling you is that, look, if we want Congress to move the needle towards liberty, if we really want them to back Donald Trump in getting rid of Obamacare, we better put the pressure on like they have never, ever, ever seen before. And I don't mean hostily. I mean kindly, politely, appropriately. But I'm telling you right now, if they don't feel the pressure, they're just going to come home, lollygag for a week or two at home, come back, and sell us down the river some more. They're not going to stand up. They're not. They don't have the guts. They don't have the will. Now, there's exceptions. Don't misunderstand me. But by and large, the body, meaning the House of Representatives and the Senate, will not defend, will not shut down Obamacare. They love to talk big. They love to have symbolic votes that get nothing done.
I submit, Sam, that if you hold them to it, they will see you through it. And that's what we have to learn. just because Trump got elected, just because we're getting certain people in offices in our government, doesn't mean that it's time for us to sit back and lay down and just watch America fix itself. No. Make America great again. It's going to take, as Hillary would say, it's going to take a village, folks. Anyways, I'll leave you guys with that.
Thanks, Kevin.
Get that out there.
Yep, there he goes. Kevin, by the way, he's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Florida State Director and Marketing Director for the CSPOA as well. Does a great job. We really appreciate him. We are just in Washington, D.C. with him the other day, and we really appreciate him and his wife. They do a phenomenal job. I was going to say marvelous, and then phenomenal, anyway, phenomenal, whatever. Anyway, a phenomenal job. We appreciate them. But this poor girl did not have a rape me not. If she should have, Kurt, and if she had, it would be different, but here's the deal.
Well, that's right, and it's a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, but the headline says, Washington officer pleads guilty to rape, gets no prison time. I guess it happened last year in May, someplace called Wapato, Washington. The resident there, Travis Disney, who, you know, is, by the way, also a police officer in the department there, was arrested on charges of unlawful imprisonment and sexual assault. Officers were sent to his address. I guess he's probably no relation to Walt Disney, but anyway, after the victim dialed 911, but neither spoke to the dispatchers nor answered when they called back, although at one point a female could be heard crying in the background. The victim informed investigators that following an argument, Disney held her down and attempted to rape her. On February 1, Disney entered a guilty plea to a rape charge in exchange for an exceptionally lenient sentence of 12 months of community custody.
Let me stop you. And some people refer to the cops as the blue plague, Kurt. And this is the reason why. What on earth? This guy rapes this woman. I don't know if it was his wife or his girlfriend or who. I don't know, you know. But all I'm telling you is no time.
Right. And it says this means that he will not serve any time behind bars beyond that already spent in pre-trial detention.
Now, they're not going to let this thug be a cop, are they?
Well, they said he did, however, lose his job as an officer with the Wapato Police Department. Too many times the guy will show up, though, in a neighboring, police department. And that's, you know, the problem with that. Kind of thing.
Anyway, so we go from bad government action to bad government action. You got a lot of people in jail that don't belong there, like Cox and Kettler, like the Amish farmer selling chickweed salve, etc. Then you got this rapist out on the streets. It's beyond comprehension.
Good point.
But now you've got harassment by government officials in Spanish Fork, Utah, Kurt. Utah City punishes family. I guess they were guilty of sharing their home, Kurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine, them thinking they can do whatever they want with their own home. But this is a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece as well. I guess the lady's name is Sue Fulmer. She lives there in Spanish Fork, Utah, just a few miles south of where we sit at this moment. This lady's a widow, got 6 grown children that are, no longer living with her. And she decided, my house is kind of big, and as the story goes, it says she decided to use her large home as a site in the Airbnb peer-to-peer lodging network. Only to find herself being targeted by municipal code enforcers, are those MCEs, but anyway, claiming that her peaceful, productive use of her own property is illegal. Yeah, then you got to ask the simple question, whose property is it? But anyway, the story goes, quote, this is what she had to say. The income I made in the last month for renting temporary space to travelers allowed me to pay my bills by myself for the first time in over 3 years. That's what she said in an interview with what's called the Libertas Institute, our buddy Connor Boyack over there. She went on to say, I have the right to have family in my home. I have the right to have guests in my home. What changes when there is value given for that? End quote.
And then when you say for that, let me just make this clear. What changes when there's value given for value, Kurt?
Yeah, for anything. But anyway, the Libertas Institute says, in Utah, many cities prohibit or heavily restrict a property owner's right to rent their own home, threatening fines or jail time for those who do so. Provo Zoning Administrator Kerry Walls complains that Airbnb is a concern because it impacts our hotel and motel businesses. More specifically, it deprives the city government of commercial tax revenue harvested from hotel and motel patrons. In a classic example of
that. Did you say harvested or did you say theft or thief?
Well, it's pretty much the same.
Stolen from.
In a classic example, they don't want competition, Sam. It's kind of like Uber coming in and taking over from the cab guys. But anyway, they say in a classic example of the corrupt arrangement called rent seeking, hotel and motel chains are collaborating with municipal governments to suppress competition through extortion and threats of imprisonment. Down in St. George, by the way, some Utah residents, Stephen and Karina Palmer, have been sent cease and desist notices from the city and threatened with property liens after a code enforcement commissar, I love how it's written, observed what he described as a code violation on their property. What was it, you ask? Well, there were some out-of-state license plates on vehicles parked in their driveway. Woo, baby. Gotta watch out for that, huh, Sam?
Those out-of-state license plates are scary.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're from, like, a different state, part of the union.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you gotta get your little bureaucrat out there working on that kind of stuff.
Now, Kurt, see, this is the kind of stuff, though, I don't know, there's so many things to work on. How do you stop the out-of-control local government in Spanish Fork, Utah, from doing this? They gotta be stopped. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I know what they're saying, but here's the problem. They put an abusive tax on hotels.
Yep.
They put an abusive tax on anything that they would consider, quote, entertainment or whatever. It's got a higher tax. If you go out to eat, the food's taxed higher than if you, you know, go to the grocery store and bring your food home and make it yourself. They've got to stop these hostility taxes, Kurt. There's no authority for any of that stuff.
Well, and, you know, I mean, it goes to... whose property is it, Sam? And we've talked about that a bunch of times. You find out that the government really controls most property, doesn't it?
You got that right. The problem is indoctrination. Speaking of that, we'll talk about that in seconds on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things, because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped, and having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. We've got to stop these government bureaucrats from all their harassment of the people big time. That's what the Declaration of Independence was all about, by the way. Now, I guess the United Nations, Kurt, is involved in what, disarmament, indoctrination? Is that what's going on?
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And, you know, our buddy Joe Wolverton, the second, the constitutional attorney, and this is, by the way, a world LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, he says that what's happened is the UN has created this little classroom program that they, you know, the article says it's intended to teach students, quote, about the benefits of civilian disarmament and to familiarize them with the process by which the international community, regional organizations, and the UN encourages the practice of disarmament. You know, so I guess what happens is teachers use this, and he says they indoctrinate students, and I agree, to accept the UN as a global government and an engine of peace with the goal of creating a world without weapons other than those used by military and police personnel acting on behalf of UN member states and the world body itself. He elaborates, students are instructed that they must cooperate in creating a culture of change at local, national, and global levels for the purpose of promoting the UN's campaign to ban small arms and light weapons. Anyway, final sentence of the article. After relentlessly immersing school children in negative messages about the dangers of individual gun ownership, the final installment challenges them to devise, quote, ideas to convince locals to turn in their weapons, end quote. Whoa, baby.
Not sure what I think of that, Kurt.
One more reason
except
to
for if we get rid of the education department.
Schools. Yeah.
Then we won't be part of that, right?
Good point.
So that'd
good
be pretty
point,
good.
Sam. Yeah.
Although I advocate for private schools and homeschool anyway.
Yeah, that's right. You know. Good point.
All right, so you got UN indoctrination. By the way, we also hear that Donald might be very serious about defunding the United Nations. But again, it's going to take Congress to act, Kurt, and it's going to take you and I to push them to act, or it's not going to happen.
You know, the one thing that I would suggest Donald might consider is the old, they call it the bully pulpit when Ronald Reagan used to do it, but he'd kind of have these little fireside chats and just say, here's what's going on up here, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I mean, imagine if he doesn't really
I have the opportunity to shut down the education department. I have the opportunity to get rid of the United Nations and to pull back. I have the opportunity to. Mm-hmm. But the problem is your Congress critters are in my way because they're not doing their job. They That's literally right. have an obligation to shut down the unconstitutional education department that has abused us for nigh on to 30 plus years. or 40 years, I guess, now. And you know what? We're demand. I ask you, my fellow Americans, to help me in this sacred cause to shut it down. Congress doesn't have the guts without your help. Just imagine if I were the fireside speaker, Kurt. All I'm telling you is that Donald can do every bit as good a job as I can do, and that's what needs to start to happen. So if I can sit down with Donald, I'll tell him your recommendation, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, thefreedomcoalition.com, when you sign there, you know, they even let you make a comment, Sam, and I've been reading through some of those cool comments. You know, for example, one of them here says, government agencies are out of hand and decimating American liberties. We are free people, and statutes made by unelected officials are terrorizing and imprisoning Americans. Regulations are made which criminalize Americans for acts which harm nobody and by definition are unconstitutional. President, please roll back these agencies' power to enslave us by making rules to usurp the Constitution. That's by Peter Krause. But
well, boy,
anyway, there's
spot
a bunch
on
of good ones.
With that.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff to read there, and you know, there's a lot of good to be done, Sam. So,
all right, there's two stories we want to get to before the end of the hour. The first one starts out. I'm glad this girl had some good friends. I wish she had a rape me not though, Kurt. But she was hanging out what near a Bible study.
Well, that's right, Sam. This lady was headed to Bible study on a Wednesday evening. This is a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece. And the police weren't around. And not around to save this 21-year-old Cleveland woman who got, well, grabbed by a couple of guys in ski masks. They didn't want her to go skiing. But anyway, they stuffed her into the back seat of her car and attempted to drive away. The woman managed to get out of the car and cry for help, so she was, you know, doing something about it. One of the men grabbed her and started to drag her away. Her cries had alerted several of her friends who, like the victim, had assembled in a nearby home for a Bible study. Yeah. The men ran to the aid of their friend, causing the assailants to flee the scene. One of them, the neighbor, Sam Hartman, told the Fox affiliate, he says, it could happen to anybody, and it's unfortunate that it happened to somebody I know, and somebody who was just coming here to go to a Bible study at the church. This was the second violent crime to occur in that section of Cleveland in recent weeks. Local resident Chris Black pointed out, he said, it's a nice area, but it's frightening to have things happen like that. The Shaker Square Bank holdup 2 weeks ago, he lamented, they're kind of black marks on what should be a nice neighborhood. Mm. Well, there you go, Sam. Yeah.
What do you think, Kurt, about this?
Well, I think, number one, wouldn't it have been nice if either she or those other guys had stop those guys I guess you could say exacted a little bit of justice, but now they're on the run, probably gonna commit some acts bad around
more
there.
Criminal
well.
Activity going on, but again, we need more of the Bible study. I believe preaching the word of Jesus
Amen
Christ will do more for freedom, more to bring people back to what they ought to be doing, returning.
They might even get read about how you know, thou shalt not kill, and you're not supposed to steal, and you're not supposed to, you know, I mean, they might even start.
But I really hope and think that if we can preach the word and teach people to be self-governed because God's watching and he's our creator and we want to do the things that allow us to have more freedom and more liberty, I really think that'll do more for freedom, more for the advancement of our cause than anything else we can do. Now, there's a lot of other things we can do too, don't get me wrong, but I believe that's the single most effective solution on the planet. Now, China, though, Kurt, I guess they have living, breathing buildings? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, Sam, remember how we've got all these guys that didn't want to have any manufacturing in their backyard here in America. So, you know, we pretty much encouraged all our companies and all the businesses to head over to China.
I want manufacturing all over the place.
Well, I agree, but all I'm saying is now they've got big-time pollution problems. Now, you know, in case you're wondering, there's what they call the air quality index, And there in Nanjing, they got the numbers about 167. They say it categorizes it as unhealthy. In Sydney and New York, both have moderate indexes of about 60, where in London, they got about 100. But anyway, these guys have 167. Now you ask, well, what are they going to do about it? They're going to put a couple of what they call high-rises, and these high-rises are going to be what they call a vertical forest. They're going to put on these two buildings, they're going to have like 1,100 trees and a combination of about 2,500 shrubs and plants on them. They got some cool pictures of them, but they say they're going to make around 132 pounds of oxygen every day. And on these vertical forests, scheduled to be completed sometime next year. So anyway, I thought it was kind of a cool story, you know.
What's interesting, Kurt, for years, whenever we talk about this environmental crisis, I say, just plant more trees, people, come on.
Yeah.
And now they're doing a similar thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. The shorter tower, one of them's going to be 354 feet high and the other one's 656 feet tall. The shorter one's going to be a Hyatt Hotel and the taller one's going to be home to a museum, offices, and an architectural school. So anyway, kind of interesting stuff, I thought.
Yeah, very interesting. And now all I can tell you, though, is I think there's better ways forward. I think caring for the environment's an important thing to do. And I believe that God gave us the earth and we need to care for it, no doubt about it. But at the same time, what I don't like is when government decides they're going to be at the helm, they drive a wedge between the people and the environment in an effort to gain control and manipulate and control the people and violate private property rights, etc. That's where my concern comes in. So I reject the Agenda 21, the Agenda 2030 plans, but I do support good people coming together to protect the earth and to care for it and to be environmentally friendly. I think for the most part, those are good ideas. And I might plant more trees and not try to create these green buildings just because I believe oftentimes if you're not careful, the cost exceeds the value brought to the table. But that's just my humble opinion. And the jury's out on if that's what they're doing or not. I don't know. I haven't researched it enough. But I'm telling you, we the people can make a difference, folks. And that's really the whole thrust of this broadcast. Donald's doing a lot of the right things. We better support him. Some of the members of Congress are working on doing some of the right things. We need to be involved and support them, please. We also could use your help in every way, including financial, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com. And if you want to have raw honey delivered to your door, you can do that as well. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.